A judge in Indiana has ruled that that state's right-to-work law violates a provision in the Indiana Constitution, a provision that bars the delivery of services without just compensation. The judge found that the law wrongly requires unions to represent workers who do not pay dues. You may recall Indiana became the 23rd state and the first in the Midwest to ban the collection of mandatory fees for representation from unions. Joining us now is Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He, of course, has been covering Michigan's right-to-work law, which was passed last December. Rick, help us understand just what this judge in Indiana is saying here.
Well, I think you pretty much outlined it. There's this codicil in the Indiana Constitution that deals with delivery of services without just compensation. And what the judge said is that unions have to represent people. That's actually in the in federal law, that if they're in the bargaining unit, they have to represent everyone equally, whether or not they pay union dues. And so what the judge in Indiana said was that, well, that is accepting delivery of services without compensation. So it does seem to run afoul of this part of the Indiana Constitution that will no doubt be appealed to the Indiana Supreme Court. And I've read from some legal scholars who say that this is, in fact, a little bit of an advancement of where the law in Indiana traditionally has been, because that has applied to individuals and not to entities like a union, like a bargaining unit.
All right, so they'll be breaking legal ground in Indiana. What about implications for Michigan's right to work law? I mean, understanding this was only a provision within Indiana's state constitution.
Right, and Michigan does not have anything that specifically says that, you know, you can't just take services without just compensation. We don't have that. So I doubt we'll see a similar challenge, but we do have some legal challenges working through the system right now. Some of them deal with things like whether or not the legislature complied with the Open Meetings Act during that free-for-all that was the session last December that yes, enacted the right-to-work law. One that might be sort of related to this is playing out in Southeast Michigan, where the Mackinac Center, a very pro-right-to-work free market think tank, has sued the Teamsters that represent city workers. And what they've done is they've sort of come up with a fee-for-service arrangement that they've said that we'll charge a minimum of $150 to process a grievance. And if it's being processed for someone who's a dues-paying member, we can expect that would be waived. And if they're not a dues-paying member, well, this is a way to make sure that the costs of filing grievances are covered. The Mackinac Center says that's not the way that the federal law works, that you have to represent everybody equally, and it is the price that the union pays for being the sole processor of handler of grievances for the employees. That's a codicil in a lot of contracts that says that if there is an employee grievance, that it needs to be run through the union. And so the Mackinac Center says that's the cost of that arrangement.
Is this something that could actually make a difference, or is it more a case of two opponents on either side of this right-to-work law poking each other in the eye?
Well, I'm clearly that is part of it. And, you know, the more that these things play out, the more that the unions get to remind people that there are people who are accepting union services, you know, without paying for them, which is allowed under the state right to work law, you know, and for the unions, it just keeps, you know, the issue front and center in that respect. And for the backers of right to work, it requires them to come back and explain that there are actually a lot more nuances to employer and labor law than a lot of people know about.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks so much, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure as always, Cindy.